There is reaction across the board to today's U.S. Supreme Court ruling upholding same-sex marriage. This is Lisa Berry, and on the pro side is U.S. Senator Gary Peters, who joins us now on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome, Senator.
Well, it's good to be with you, Lisa.
You've been in government one way or another for a long time. Did you ever think you would see this day?
Well, I certainly hoped that I would see this day, and so I'm very pleased with what the court did today. And I've always been a firm believer that no American should have to face discrimination or be treated differently simply because of who they love. So today's is a very big ruling from the Supreme Court. This is just a continuation of that.
Now, you, in fact, signed a brief urging the Supreme Court to make this ruling, didn't you?
I did. We signed on to the brief believing that this was the right decision. That's why I'm so pleased that it's happened today. And I think folks here in Michigan should also celebrate the fact that it was two Michiganders, April DeBoer and Jane Rouse, who really were lead plaintiffs in this case. And they were simply seeking the right to marry and to adopt each other's special needs children. And today affirms what I think should be the law of the land, and certainly very happy with what happened.
Have you had a chance to meet April or Jane?
I did. I met April and Jane. They came to Washington, D.C., actually, as the case was being debated before the Supreme Court. They were up there for the oral arguments, had a chance to meet them. Two incredibly delightful people who share a love for each other and a share of love for each other's special needs children, which is a very special thing. It's something that the law should recognize, and that's why today's Supreme Court decision is so important, not just for April and Jane, but countless other couples across Michigan and the country.
We're speaking to U.S. Senator from Michigan, Gary Peters, and you keep saying the word love. And I know this was a legal decision today, but I wonder, is it a decision about legality or love, regulation or relationships? How would you view this?
Well, it is. I mean, marriage comes with many legal protections. It comes with rights to, for example, be in a hospital with the one that you love, to be able to sign for them, to be able to be there for treatment. There are many rights and privileges that come with the legal contract of marriage, and it should be something that is available to everybody, no matter who they love. It shouldn't discriminate. So because it is a legal standing in our society, it is an even stronger case. It should not in any way discriminate against any one particular individual.
Do you think this is the end of the story? Do you think there will be more challenges?
Well, I hope this is the end of the story when it comes to marriage equality, but I think it's very important to know that the fight for equality goes beyond marriage. We also have discrimination in the workplace. It's difficult for LGBT couples to buy a home, to apply for a credit card. They also face discrimination in the workplace. So we still have work to do. We still need to root out discrimination based on a characteristic of a person, and that's why this battle will continue. But certainly marriage equality hopefully will be behind us, but there's still many other areas we need to focus on.
And one quick question, your reaction. I didn't get to speak to you yesterday about the decision on the Affordable Care Act. I'm assuming that was good news to you as well?
Oh, that was extremely good news that the Supreme Court upheld the Affordable Care Act and the ability to provide subsidies and tax credits to people across the country, whether or not they are in a state exchange or a federal exchange. I was pleased, but not surprised, given the fact that it was clearly congressional intent that everybody, no matter who you were, no matter where you lived, would have the opportunity to get affordable quality health care and to receive subsidies and tax credits if you qualified for them. So it's an important decision now that that is behind us. It's the second Supreme Court decision upholding the Affordable Care Act. I hope that we can all move forward and celebrate the successes of the Affordable Care Act and work to fix some of the challenges that we have with it. But bottom line, we have to be moving forward, and I hope folks now will take that kind of view, and we can make it better and make sure everybody in this country has access to affordable health care.
Michigan U.S. Senator Gary Peters, thank you so much for sharing your views and your time with us on 89.1 WEMU.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.